Ready? Even though. I don't want to do the work. And I don't want it to take time. Because I have an old belief. That I've been holding so long. I don't know how to let it go. That I'm getting it wrong. If I don't feel great. All the time. That's my story. And it hurts me. And it limits me. And I don't have the stamina. And I don't have the practice. Of solely focusing on everything I get right. Because if I did that, I would get more right. If I focused only on everything I enjoy, I would feel better. And I can't do it yet. Or maybe I can. And I just didn't know that I could choose to change the way my mind perceives, filters. I had no idea. It's the human mind. It works the same way. Always. Repetition. I don't expect a kindergartner to graduate in a year. I don't even expect a college student to learn a lot in less than four. All the ways. I'm trying to make it a big deal. Trying to make it harder than it is. Or wrong for being a challenge. Which is a funny thing. I always say I want easy. I want easy. I want easy. And yet humans are never fulfilled when it's easy. We make everything challenging. Or we're depressed. Bored. In a rut. We like challenge. No, we don't. Yes, we do. No, we don't. All the ways. I'm conflicted. All the time. All the ways. I'm conflicted. Wanting. And not wanting to get it wrong. If I could release one belief that there's a wrong way and a right way, I could save a lot of energy. If I could stay present and just choose any challenge I desire in any given moment, I could enjoy myself. If I could see it as a beneficial challenge. If I could see it, all of it, all the things I don't like, if I could see them as an invitation, only an invitation, to choose a new level of skill, insight, perspective, expansion, I could lighten up. Nuh-uh. I really want to. I can't lighten up. That's the problem. I want to lighten up. All the ways. No one ever taught me how to think, how to utilize my mind so that we're on the same page. I'm not even sure who I am. Because sometimes I want one thing and I do another. Other times, I think I know what I think, but then I say something else. I'm not really sure who's in here. Who's running the show? I do know that I have a belief that I'm getting it wrong, that I can never get it right. And I don't even know what it is. So wouldn't it be nice if I could change the way I think, I speak, I feel about me being awake to evolve myself. If I'm going to be mean, critical, miserable, that would not be fair. I could have stayed not awake all the ways. I didn't wake up by accident. There is information available. so that I
can learn,
can show up,
can provide myself
in a way that blesses me, comforts me, supports me. But I don't have room for it because I'm too busy feeling punished, feeling tricked, feeling like I'll never get it. All the ways it's a paradox. Always a paradox. Incredibly simple, while it's incredibly difficult. The simplicity is to think, to speak that which I prefer only. And that's almost impossible. So I give myself permission to have a great sense of humor and to guide myself to get the right teachers, information, guidance, systems that pay off quickly so that I can see progress that inspires me, uplifts me, alters my experience of reality in a tangible, permanent, amazing way. That's what I'm seeking. And it isn't just clearing. It is the learning of how to be in this evolutionary step, awakening out of survival into thriving. And I give myself compliments, love, kudos for being one of the first that wants to do this work. And wouldn't it be lovely if I was nicer, kinder to me in the process? I give myself permission to keep reaching and to add in the affirmation that I am getting it right, that I am making progress, that it's an honor, it's a privilege, it's a delight, it's fulfilling, it's rewarding to be in the experience of the challenge of being me. Okay, big breath.